Jekka News, you need to know now.
By die 20 Johannesburg Polokwane en Rustenburg 19 grade. Die hof hoor vandag 'n dringende aansoek van die MK party aan wat president Cyril Ramaphosa se besluit om die minister van polisie Senzo Mqulu op spesiale verlof te plaas en 'n waarnemende minister aan te stel uitdaag. Die MK party voer aan Ramaphosa het nie volgens die grondwet opgetree nie. Ramaphosa sê dis binne sy mag om ministers aan te stel en af te dank en hulle op spesiale verlof te plaas. Die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur Jean McPherson sê terstamp stel gedoen word teen senior ambtenare wat betrokke was by 'n suurstofaanleg tenderbedrogsaak ter waarde van 800 miljoen rand. Dit volg op PricewaterhouseCoopers se forensiese ondersoek waarin vals dokumente en onreëlmatige verkrygingsprosesse aan die lig gebring is. McPherson beklemtoon aanspreeklikheid is nie onderhandelbaar nie.
It is deeply concerning that we seem to have learned very little from the modus operandi of state capture. What I did do, and what I will continue to do, is to demand accountability. I did not take an oath of office to protect wrongdoing. I took an oath of office to protect the Constitution and the people of South Africa. And I will not apologize for that. Not today or not ever.
Die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies sal intussen vandag die begrotingswetsontwerp oorweeg en aanneem. Die wetsontwerp is verlede week deur die Nasionale Vergadering aangemeen.
The NCOP is scheduled to consider this bill during its sitting on, and once adopted, it will be forwarded to the president for signing into law. And this will mark the crucial final step in the national budget process.
Dit dan parlementêre woordvoerder Moloto Motampo. Die Johannesburgse metropolisie sê drie verdagtes wat betrokke was by 'n video wat op sosiale media versprei is, is in hegtenis geneem. Die video wys 'n jong seun wat dwelms in 'n bottelnek vir sy ma aansteek wat hom aanmoedig om dit te rook in die teenwoordigheid van ander volwassenes. Metropolisie woordvoerder Kolani Fitla.
The suspects were promptly arrested on charges of child abuse and neglect. The cell phone were confiscated as evidence, and all three suspects were detained at Sophia Town SAPS. Crucially, the child involved in the video has been safely removed from the environment and placed into the secure care of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit.
Die Limpopo vervoerdepartement sê die pad van Polokwane na Dendron is weer oop vir verkeer. Dit volg nadat 'n chemiese storting suksesvol opgeruim is na ernstige botsing maandag tussen 'n tank wa en 'n bakkie. Die departement se Tidimalo Chwene.
We thank all stakeholders who worked around the clock on this incident. We also appreciate the cooperation and patience of motorists during this closure. Let's drive safely and arrive alive.
Nog nies uit die buiteland, ten minste 9 mense is dood en 2 ander is beseer in 'n ontploffing van 'n vuurwerkfabriek in Thailand. Die presiese oorsaak van die ontploffing is onduidelik. 'N ondersoek is intussen geloods. En ten minste 5 Suid-Soedanese veiligheidsmagte is dood. Dit volg na botsings vroeër die week. Ek is Chanel September, meer nies om 12 uur.
Vandag het ons verkeer in Gauteng ons besig gehou. Ons gaan vir jou nog besonderhede gee binnekort. Ek sien niks op my rooi kaart op hierdie stadium nie, maar as jy enige iets wil rapporteer, 084-850-0942. Dis 5 minute oor 11 en Chanel September, ek het 'n uitdaging vir jou.
Challenge accepted.
Ja, jy weet, ek hou van 'n vraagie. Okay, so today, between 11 and 12, I need you and you and you and you in your car and you at work to write a message to this person. I'm going to call them, for lack of a better term, ons gaan hulle noem jou accountability partner. Right? So I've got one. I'm going to share and then I'm going to ask Chanel. So my accountability partner, before I change the habit of being late, is my husband. My accountability partner did the following. In the days that I used to be late for work or late for meetings, he would say, "Listen, dude, that was a tyd wat hy my genoem het, bro.